That's the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin's version of Nina Simone's Young, Gifted, and Black. The song is our theme for a series this week, spotlighting the talents, achievements, and aspirations of a few young and gifted African Americans in a variety of areas. Today, we focus on a humanitarian, a tap dancer, and a flautist. NPR's Roy Hurst has part two of the series we call YGB.
So how do you know when your child is exceptional? Well, the signs may be in the kinds of questions she asks.
How to come up with more cures for HIV/AIDS, how to stop world hunger, how to get more people into homes and off the streets.
That's 13-year-old Maya Jones of Vacaville, California. In 2002, her parents were hearing those kinds of questions, and so they helped her develop the Multicultural Youth in Action, or MYA for short. The company is designed to introduce kids to community service activities. Last year, MYA joined with the YMCA of San Francisco to create the MYA Model United Nations program.
The MYA Model United Nations is just basically a training for the real United Nations. I'm interested in this idea because I just like to help people, and when a whole state needs help, I wonder what I can do, and I wondered what the rest of the world can do to help this issue.
And in addition to being a dedicated humanitarian, Maya might well dunk on you one day. She's also one of the country's more exceptional junior basketball players. Last year, Maya Jones was named one of the top 10 most influential African Americans in the San Francisco Bay Area.
I've had Sports Girl Awards, Most Influential Teenager Awards, MVP Point Guard Awards, and I just think it's an honor to be honored.
Of course, if you find that your kid can't stop moving, it could mean something other than ADD. It could mean that he was born to tap.
I was 5 years old when I first started tap dancing.
That's 21-year-old Maurice Chestnut of New Jersey. His parents saw that he couldn't stop moving his feet, and so they got him dance lessons.
It started off as a way to keep me out of trouble. The environment that I was from, it was dangerous. So tap was kind of my way out.
These days, Maurice is considered one of the brightest lights in a new generation of tap dancers. He's now on a world tour with his elder and mentor, 32-year-old Savion Glover. Like Glover, Maurice is a baggy pants, t-shirt-wearing tap evangelist on a mission to make his art form a mainstay in hip-hop.
A lot of kids have never seen a hoofer before, and kids see it and they're so amazed by it. Tap is hip-hop, tap is funk, tap is blues. It can be wherever, you know.
It's difficult to describe Maurice's style of dancing. The common sentiment is that he has soul in his feet. But let's let Maurice try and sum it all up.
Smooth, clean, whatever instruments are in the band, I can play. I can play a bass line, I can play the snare, I can be a drummer, I can be a guitarist, I can play a sax, I can play anything. I'm addicted to rhythms. I'm a hoofer. I'm a dancer. I want to sell out Madison Square Garden. I want to do movies. I'm talking as far as my whole generation when it comes to tap dancing. I want a monument of Bojangles in the middle of Times Square, so... We see everything.
My name is Natalie Joachim. I am a flautist.
Natalie is 21. 2 weeks ago, she completed a 10-year stint at the Juilliard School. She graduated.
I'm an artist, and I strongly love and believe and feel for everything that I create.
One day when Juilliard scouts passed through her elementary school, she was swept into their music advancement program. She went through the pre-college division and then to college.
I ran into a bunch of teachers who put me on the right path, and here I am.
She has such depth in her playing, and the way that she can convey that through this beautiful manner of playing.
Carol Winsink is widely regarded as one of the world's great flautists. She's been mentoring Natalie for several years now.
I saw in her physical body how she was following the line of what this music demands, which includes everything, sound, technique, interpretation, but also the warmth, the depth of her feeling.
I feel like I've been working on playing the flute quite intensely my entire life. Hours and hours in a room by yourself is what it really takes, and you spend a lot of time getting to know yourself and getting to become the music.
And so a couple of weeks out of graduation, what does Natalie do next?
I'm going to Paris. I love the life and the energy of Paris, the view of the arts in Paris, and I feel my art could thrive in Paris.
Roy Hirst, NPR News.
You can find out more about today's YGB by going on to our website at npr.org. That does it for the program today. To listen to the show, visit npr.org. If you'd like to comment, call us at 202-408-3330. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium.